Today we'll be Ezra should be learning the Yud Beis of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we're learning about include Kinyan Agav. One can acquire movable objects simultaneously with land by performing a kinyan on the land alone. Machala Esa Sadis Be'esa Medinois, Kimisha Hirsik Ba'achas Mehen Kanakulan. One can acquire separate pieces of land by performing a kinyan on any one of them. The Gemara discusses the status of slaves regarding these halachas, which depends on whether Avdi Kimakar Koi or Kimataltli, whether slaves are considered like land or like movable items, and whether Naidi, whether their status is affected due to their ability to move. Chasim She'im Behem Me'ila. One is not liable for damages to an item that is subject to the halachas of Me'ila, unlawfully benefiting from Hekdash. Kachim Kalim Mamen Bailam. Rabbi Yisrael Glili maintains that Kachim Kalim are the possessions of their owner, may be used for Kiddushin, and are subject to liability for damages. Bechayr, an unblemished firstborn animal, is a carbon. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be sacrificed as such. If one slaughtered it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes Asa Bahanah because it is Shchutei Chutz. The Gemara will discuss whether a Bechayr is considered Mamon Bailim according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Asham Gezelis. If a person swears falsely to deny a monetary claim and then admits it, is obligated to bring a carbon Asham and pay the claimant Karen Bechaymish the principal plus an additional fifth of the amount.